Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gates Brown. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Lolick. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mickey Lolick. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Landis. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dick Hauser. Batting eighth. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gary Bell. And now, play ball. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo strikes out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis takes first base on ball four. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Landis. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. Landis steals second. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Northrup. The throw from Crandall and he is safe. Northrup steals second. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Landis. McAuliffe reaches second base with a double. Lolick moves to third. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall takes first base on ball 4. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Kaline chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards the plate. Freehan fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Freehan. Bell goes all the way around to score. Landis moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline is called out on strikes. One out. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brown. The throw from Crandall and he is safe. Brown steals second. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Northrup is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Northrup, who is chasing the ball. Gonzalez reaches third base with a triple. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gonzalez scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Crandall takes first base on ball 4. Hauser moves to second. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Freehan strikes out. One out. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0 for 1 in the game. Lolick takes first base on ball 4. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Davalillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davalillo. The throw from Freehan and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hinton strikes out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvis hits a line drive towards short. McAuliffe reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hinton. Cash reaches second base with a double. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cash moves to third. One out. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cash tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Northrup hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hinton. Northrup reaches second base with a double. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davalillo throws the ball into Whitfield, who tags Wirt trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Northrup scores. It's Tigers, 2, Indians, 2. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitfield strikes out. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Gonzalez hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lolick hits a line drive towards first. Whitfield catches it and steps on first to double up Freehan. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 3 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McAuliffe moves to third. Jack Kralik now pitching. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cash is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 3 in the game. Hinton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 3 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kralik fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 3 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitfield hits a line drive into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Gonzalez hits a line drive towards third. Wirt reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kralik fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Freehan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Horton pinch hits for Mickey Lolick. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Landis. Horton reaches second base with a double. Freehan goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Tigers. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. McAuliffe is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lump for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Gladding now pitching. Bill Davis pinch hits for Dick Hauser. Bill Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. One out. Leon Wagner pinch hits for Dale Crandall. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims pinch hits for Jack Kralik. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.